Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Abide Prayer Times. It's really lovely to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining us, whether you're in the little Zoom room and connecting that way, or whether you're joining us on YouTube. It's just really lovely to have you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for praying. Thank you for standing with us. It's great to have you with us tonight. As always with Abide, we're going to be following a very, very simple pattern. The pattern is the word Abide, and each letter stands for a different word in that. It stands for appreciating, just taking a moment to be grateful to God and to thank Him and praise Him for something in our lives. It stands for being, simply taking time just to rest, to be. So often we're consumed with doing, aren't we? And it just stands for us to be and to let God in on how we are and where we are as we seek to open our hearts to Him. It's a time of prayer for intimacy. So we're going to be listening again to the scriptures tonight. We're continuing our journey through the upper room, through John chapter 14, 15, 16, and we're midway through chapter 15 tonight. You might want to look that up and have that ready. And then there are prayers for direction, that God would lead and guide our lives, and then prayers for enabling, that God would empower and fill. So people tend to find it helpful just to be guided in their prayers. So if you're with a group of people, I encourage you just not to interrupt or disturb those around you. If you're able to turn off any distractions that may be around you, that might help you too. Or if you're with a small group of people who are praying, you might want to speak out in the gaps and in the stillness and share your prayers in that way. If you're joining us on Zoom or on YouTube Live, there's also the ability to type prayers into the chat bars. If you'd like to do that, please do be aware if you're sharing anything personal, you might not want to use the person's full name, perhaps just their initials, just to protect them. Others have found it helpful to have paper and a pen handy and to use this as prompts and to write prayers or even to draw, just to simple doodles that just express something of what they want to bring to God tonight. However you want to engage, I just invite you to lean in with your spirit. The Bible encourages us to draw near, to push in, to know His presence and His peace in our lives. And as we do that, when we do that, we find Him leaning in, pressing in, turning His ear towards us. So however is helpful tonight, then the important thing is that we gather in Jesus' name. We pray in Jesus and through Jesus. And all our prayers are heard in the heavens. So tonight we're using two scriptures, as tends to be our pattern with Abide. For the kind of framework for our prayer time, we're going to use Psalm 130. Those words will guide us and hopefully be a catalyst for our own prayers. So when the passage stops, our prayers begin. And as I said, we'll be diving in and listening to Jesus' words to us tonight from John chapter 15. So we're going to begin with a time of appreciation. Psalm 130 starts with these words. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry, to my voice, my cry for mercy. At the moment, we've got two new discipleship groups running called Bless. And at one of them, we were discussing when we experience the presence of Jesus in our lives. And somebody gave us a brilliant picture of, they said it's like a jam sandwich. There's like the low points and the high points that kind of give you the strength and the support, and the rest is just mess in the middle. And I recognize that experience of really knowing God in some pretty high and brilliant kind of encounters and moments, and also in the depths as well, at the low times, and those things sort of frame and hold our lives. But I wonder if tonight we want to start there, out of the depths. Let's just take a moment to appreciate who God has been for us in that, in the low times, in the times of difficulty. Let's just take a moment to remember them. And as we remember them, to do, as that song we often sing recommends us to do, to turn our blessings back to Him in praise. So when has the Lord helped you? When have you been aware that He's listened, that He's been attentive to your need and lifted you from the depths? Let's turn those to prayers of praise tonight. Yeah, Lord, we thank You so much for all that You've done for us, God. We praise You as the God who is a very present help in time of need. We thank You, Lord, for those moments. We didn't want to go through them and we wouldn't wish it on anyone, but those experiences when all else is stripped away and Your hands are there to lift us from the depths. You're there to listen. We bless You, God, for all the ways You bless our lives. So we're going to move on, just to take a moment to recognize who we are before God, just to simply be in His presence. And Psalm 130 goes on to say this: "If You, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with You there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve You. If You marked our transgressions, who could stand? But thanks to Your grace, we're cleansed by the blood of the Lamb." Are you grateful for Jesus tonight? Are you grateful for the cross? Just love what His blood has done for you. Let's just take a moment to be before God tonight. And if there's anything that just needs to be laid down at the cross, any recent sin, any unconfessed sin, then that can be atoned for tonight. That can be taken away because of Jesus. Not because of our prayers, but because of his atoning work on the cross. His blood has lost none of its power to cleanse and to heal. And that sense of failure or shame or brokenness that we carry, we simply don't need to. We can lay it down. So let's just take a moment just to honestly open our hearts to God. And to lay down before him those things that we need to let go of, those areas that we need him to shower his grace on in our lives, to be washed afresh by Jesus, knowing, confident that with him there is forgiveness, and therefore we can fear, revere, and serve him. Let's bring him our prayers of confession. So we're going to take a moment to bring our prayers to God for intimacy. It's the heart cry, isn't it, of every child of God to grow closer to their Father. And so we're going to spend some time just listening to God's word tonight. As we've always done with these sessions, we're just going to hear a passage read twice from John chapter 15. And as you hear the words, I'd like you just to have these questions in front of you. Lord Jesus Christ, what one thing does this passage tell me about you? And allow him, as you hear these words, or if you've looked them up as you read them, allow him to just stop you somewhere and ask, Lord, why have you stopped me here? What's the one thing you want to tell me about you? And then the Bible often speaks not just about God, but speaks into us and into our lives. So the next question is, Holy Spirit, what one thing are you trying to tell me about me? Is there something I need to see and understand? The word is both a window into who God is and a mirror into who we are. So let's listen to God's words tonight. Father, as we hear your word, would you open our hearts, Lord? Might we be fertile soil to receive. Give us, Lord, ears to hear what the Spirit is wanting to say to the churches. Might it take root. Might it grow. Might it stay strong. I have loved you even as my Father has loved me, remain in my love. When you obey me, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father and remain in his love. I've told you this, that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. I command you to love each other in the same way that I love you. And here is how to measure it. The greatest love is shown when people lay down their lives for their friends. You are my friends if you obey me. I no longer call you servants, because a master doesn't confide in his servant. Now you are my friends, since I've told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me, I chose you. And I appointed you to go and produce fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. I command you, love each other. I have loved you, even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey me, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father and remain in his love. I have told you this so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. I command you to love each other in the same way that I love you. And here is how to measure it. The greatest love is shown when people lay down their lives for their friends. You are my friends if you obey me. I no longer call you servants, because a servant doesn't confide in his servant. A master doesn't confide in his servants. Now you are my friends, since I told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me, I chose you. And I appointed you to go and produce fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. I command you this, to love each other. Lord Jesus Christ, what one thing does this passage tell me about you? Holy Spirit, what one thing are you trying to tell me about me? So I want us now to move on to pray for direction in our lives. as his people, we don't want to just be hearers of the word, but doers also. And so as we've heard something of God's word tonight, now we pray for direction. What will you do with the word that God has given you? Either this word, or words that he has given you in other ways, words that you hold on to in your life. The Psalm 130 continues this way. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits. And in his word, I have put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. In Israel, there was the position of a watchman who stood along the walls of Jerusalem, and their job was to look out for attacks from foreign peoples, from any sense of disturbance in the city, from within. But they weren't just watching and waiting for those things. Their hope was that they would have a peaceful night, and they were waiting for the morning, for the wings of the morning, the rays of the sun to appear over the horizon so that they could go home. And the psalmist says here, just as they wait through the long hours of the night for the light to come, for the warmth of the day to arrive, so my whole being, my soul, waits for the Lord, because in his word I've put my hope. I'd like us to take some time just to wait tonight, as we ask for direction for our lives, to take a moment to wait for God's direction. Now, waiting can sound like such a sort of passive thing. It can sound like such a boring thing, but actually this kind of waiting is different, isn't it? This kind of waiting involves looking at the horizon for the signs of life and light that are coming. In your word, the psalmist says, I've placed my hope. This is a hopeful waiting, a watchful waiting. And so as we wait, just let our whole being lean in hopefully to the Lord, for his light and for his guidance and his life to come. You might be that you've got a specific question that you're asking the Lord about your future, or a specific thing that you're praying about for someone you know, one of your kids, one of your friends, one of your family, for your church. Whoever we're praying for tonight, let's lean in expectantly, like watchmen wait for the morning. Let's wait for the Lord tonight. Lord, would you speak to us? Would you direct our lives? I feel like there's a few things that the Lord just wants to put his finger on tonight. And if the Lord is speaking to you in other ways, I don't want to interrupt the flow of that. This isn't to narrow what the Lord is wanting to do at all. But I just sense in my spirit there's a real focus tonight on... sometimes waiting can be lonely. And that's the word I keep getting, loneliness. And I just really want to pray for anyone right now who feels lonely. Not necessarily alone, because you can be lonely when you're surrounded by people, but just somebody who feels isolated, either because of something that's happened or something about them. Lord, we pray for them right now. And we ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, to pour your healing, to pour your presence. Lord, I pray that you would provide someone, people, friendship, that will nourish and support and bolster. And that also, Lord, you'd take them deeper into an experience of your presence, your wraparound presence. I also feel like tonight there's the sense of somebody living under the shadow of something that somebody else has done. And I get the picture of somebody laughing at you, that you feel belittled or mocked by someone else's attitude. And I just want to pray for that tonight. Lord, I thank you for your word that says, may my soul be satisfied each morning in your unfailing love. And I just pray you'd minister your unfailing love to anybody that's feeling judged or overshadowed or laughed at or belittled. Maybe that's linked to loneliness, I don't know, but I just want to pray for that. Just last, Lord, that you'd lift that shadow off, that your light would blaze through, and your unfailing love would lead and guide. And so lastly, we come to pray for power and for his enabling power, his enabling presence in our lives. And it might be that the Lord has spoken tonight and given you a sense of direction. And these are moments when he meets us to empower and to fill us afresh. I love the old saying, you know, God's will, God's bill. He never sends us unequipped for the task for which he sends us. But it's often beyond us. We often have to lean in. So we're going to pray for his enabling, his empowering. And Psalm 130 ends with these words. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love. With him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. The emphasis right throughout the psalm, but especially here, is on the Lord. Put your hope in the Lord. The Lord has unfailing love. The Lord has full redemption. The Lord will redeem Israel from all their sins. He can do for us above and beyond all we expect or imagine, far beyond what we can do for ourselves. So I'm just going to pray, and we're going to pray together for him to fill us and empower us afresh. Let's just pause right where you are and pray. And Lord God, we ask you right now to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. We pray again, as your word commands us, Lord, that you would fill us and go on filling us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us to overflowing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word to us tonight that says your joy will be in us and then our joy will overflow. And we know that joy is a fruit of the Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, would you come and bring your joy, Lord. Bring your joy to our hearts. Bring our joy, your joy to our thinking and our minds. Bring your joy to our relationships. God, would you refresh us, God, in your joy. I thank you, Lord, that you are the God of joy, that your kingdom is a kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy. Joy in the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, would you help us to receive from you tonight hope, unfailing love, redemption, joy, whatever it is we need, the answer is you, Jesus. The answer is you, God. And there is more than enough resources in your kingdom, in your spirit, in your word. So would you lavish yourself upon us afresh and enable us to do the work of your kingdom. Enable us, Lord, to be more like you, to do your work and to do greater works. Holy Spirit, would you come? Holy Spirit, would you come more powerfully now? Holy Spirit, would you come more powerfully now, for Jesus' sake? So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you of his perfect peace this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Well, it's been so great to share these times together with you. Thanks, everyone, for being with us on the journey, and to everyone for their support as well. I said when we started, I wasn't sure how long we do abide for. I kind of feel that we should keep going a bit longer. We started it back in September, and I felt it was for September. And as we enter into October, that word that the Lord seems to keep speaking over this season, not to focus on the activity, but to focus on the abiding, because when we abide in him, we're fruitful. I feel that word, it is still right. There's still a season for this. So we'll keep going through the next couple of weeks. So please do continue to journey with us and to pray with us as we seek to abide in him. God bless you.